Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Dire Straits bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 1999. He joined us over 17 years. He's the author of three books on being home-based. He is the chief home officer, chiefhomeofficer.com, and gotwords.com are his websites. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. So you're Jeffrey, folks. Jeffrey's got three children. He and his lovely wife Robbie, we've got three children. They're all grown now. They're all grown up, and the little one, Zoe, is going off to college even as we speak. And so he's been home based since '89. As we both started our small businesses in '89, the same year. And I was home based for 2 years. He's continued to be home based, and all these years, he's helped raise the children by being home while Robbie had a regular job, and a bona fide job, right, a real job. Yep. And so now that you have no distractions, when Zoe's off to college, nobody's going to be coming home at 3:30 hungry and with a, you know, dealing with this thing or that thing. How are you going to manage your time? Are you going to be more productive, or are you going to be kind of wondering, you know, what you're going to do?
Well, I'm hoping that productivity, you know, these are the peak years for any worker. You know, when you hit your 40s and 50s, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be 52 in a couple of weeks and just keep cranking it out. But, you know, it's one thing that I will have more free time, and in the sense of, but it won't change so dramatically, because what we did early on when we were raising the kids, when they came home from the hospital and they got, you know, got a little older and then became a little bit by bit more independent, they were never they came home, my day was done. You know, I would set them up with crafts. I would give them a snack. I would put them in front of the TV for a little bit after, you know, after school, you know, sort of wind down. I would set them up with their homework. So it was never the scene of, you know, in a movie where the house turns chaotic when the kids get home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was not a matter of dad or mom. And Robbie remains a nurse, and her schedule is she only works like two to three weekdays a week, so she's not a 9-to-5er out there. So that helped tremendously in finding the balance. But it was not a matter of my melding my life to theirs. It was our melding our lives as one. And so, you know, it's not that I'm going to have so much more time now. I mean, the time I'm going to have is that I'm not going to sit down with Zoe or any of the other kids when they were, you know, younger and still at home and say, hey, how was your day? What was going on? It's not crisis management when they get home. It's sort of like unload and you know, bond and get to know one another. But, you know, as we said before, I mean, it's part of it is not that we're going to have, you know, that I have no more excuses. You know, missing your show, that was always just an excuse. I had something else going on. I can't blame the kids for that. But, no, but, you know, it's really a matter of what we're going to do with this life we now all have. But it won't change so dramatically work-related.
But think about it. You're going to, you know, for all these years, this is the first time in 20-something years, you're not going to have anybody coming home to think about doing it. You know, you're not going to have any kind of an interruption. And so my question is are you going to say, okay, I can get my work done as I've always done, but now I'm going to have time to go do something else. Maybe
now I'm gonna have
you know,
time to go to the bar and wallow in
or
my beer
golf
because my
or
kids are all grown up.
Play golf or practice your guitar or whatever. I mean, you see what I mean? Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think that much of that.
You might do more work? Will you do more work? Or what will you do at that time? This is a lot different. But you talked about the sandwich generation earlier.
Yeah.
When I looked after my dad and my mom. The end of their lives. It took a lot of my time, which I was the best blessing of my life to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But when they passed, I had to say to myself, okay, I've been making a living and working this out. what am I going to do with that time?
Right, right. Well,
I made a decision. I said, okay, I'm going to use that time to do this or that.
Yeah. I don't think that my life and my time management how I place my time is going to change much, because they never required much. It's the bigger picture that will change, where I'll have now, except that, you know, we still have a dog.
Would you guys be likely to say, why don't we move to Colorado or something like that?
Well, you know, to your point, we both have parents still in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, and my mom's ailing and her parents are able-bodied, but, you know, getting older. So, you know, I think we're both committed to staying close at home until
But these are all questions that you can, for the first time in 20-something years, right, you guys can actually contemplate those kinds of questions.
Absolutely. And I think travel will be the biggest, biggest near-term change is cleaning out a couple of bedrooms.
Yeah.
Not Zoe's, cleaning up her bedroom, but Zach's, he's never coming back. He's got a job out west. You know, his room's becoming like a craft room or something. But, you know, that's the near-term help, and also to help take our minds off it.
There are people all over the world going through these kinds of things right now.
Absolutely.
And it'll be interesting to see, though, how this affects your work. I think it's going to impact your work more than you think.
I think in the near term, as I come to grips with it, there will be some sort of transition, but I got
to
say,
I'm expecting more productivity out of you, Jeff, to be honest with you. I'm going to expect more hours, more accomplishments out of you.
There'll be more focus, fewer hours, but
Chief
more focus.
HomeOfficer.com and also GotWords.com. Hey, Jeff, good job today. And
Thanks, buddy. And
pat Zoe on the head and tell her that we're proud. She's all grown up
you
now.
You got it. Thank you, buddy.
See, Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasing. See you with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.